Hosea. Chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief comes in, and bands of robbers plunder outside. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, now their own deeds have surrounded them, they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princess with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases to stir the fire after he has kneaded the dough, until it is leavened. In the day of our king the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine, he stretched out his hand with scoffers. For they have made ready their heart like an oven, while they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all the night, in the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges, all their kings have fallen, there is none among them that calls unto me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people, Ephraim is a kick not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not, yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows not. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without sense, they call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them, I will bring them down as the fowls of the heaven, I will chastise them, as their congregation has heard. Woe unto them! For they have fled from me, destruction unto them. Because they have transgressed against me, though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried unto me with their heart, when they wailed upon their beds, they assemble themselves for grain and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they devise evil against me. They return, but not to the Most High, they are like a treacherous bough, their princes shall fall by the sword for the insolence of their tongue, this shall be their derision in the land of Egypt.